SCO4 ministers have met for the first time since the organization expanded its ranks last year to include India and Pakistan as full members. The goal of the sessions in Beijing has been to establish a political mandate for the Qingdao summit. Foreign ministers from the 8 member countries have exchanged views on common international concerns, reaching several agreements which have been included in the signing of the 14 separate documents. Wang Yi says the documents are mostly draft versions of various agreements which will be submitted to the Qingdao summit for further review before adoption.
All parties have agreed to continue strengthening cooperation in law enforcement and security. We're also going to submit draft documents around fighting extremism, separatism, and terrorism to the Qingdao summit for review. We've also scheduled a vice-ministerial meeting of the SCO Afghanistan Liaison Group in Beijing next month. It will help facilitate the process of political reconciliation, as well as the creation of a better environment for regional security.
The Qingdao summit marks the return of SCO annual meeting to China following the Beijing summit in 2012. Wang Yi says this year's meeting is going to gather numerous world leaders beyond 8 SCO permanent members.
The Qingdao summit is like a reunion of the SCO family. In addition to the 8 member states and 4 observer states, guests from invited countries, as well as heads of states from these countries and international organizations will gather to discuss development and cooperation strategies. They will also review experiences and make plans for the future of the organization. The summit will definitely improve the influence of the SCO in the international community and create a new starting point for the organization.
As part of Tuesday's sessions, Wang Yi has suggested the group should try to live up to the Shanghai spirit, which includes deepening security cooperation and promoting integrated developments. The June session in Qingdao will also be Pakistan and India's first official summit as full SCO members. For CRI, this is Guan Chao.